So, it's almost Easter, and I figure that means we should talk about Jesus. More specifically, I wanted to say a little more about my father-in-law, Victor Terabasi, who a couple days ago I did a post explaining about his recent death, and I said in that I would talk separately about Dad and his faith. Dad was a Christian. He was a wholehearted follower of Jesus Christ, salvation by grace alone, and he lived that life. In his last days, when he was hurting and struggling to be coherent, the kind of things he would say were not just things like, I wish it would just stop hurting. It was things like, please give me my new body. In one of his more beautiful moments of lucidity, he told his mom, I'll meet you at the gates. There were some things with this last week that showed me some things about my character and my relationship with God. With all of this, I so wanted to take this away from everyone. I wanted to take it away from Dad. I wanted to take away the pain, the suffering, the angst he had at leaving his wife, his kids, his grandkids. I wanted to take this away from Mom, who was losing her husband, from my wife, his daughter, from his son, my brother-in-law, and one of my best friends, his other son, who's my kid brother-in-law, who I mentored for a while and just loved dearly, his sister, who's my kindred spirit, is his mother, because no parent should have to lose their son. Now, don't mistake this for martyr syndrome. This was an honest ache in my heart to take this away from people I love. But with that, I wanted to get out of this. I knew this was going to be bad, and I knew how bad it was going to does hurt me and everyone close. I had a bunch of chances to get out of this with different degrees of legitimacy and different amounts of pull and consideration from me. When we first got the call on that Sunday morning, we knew it was bad, but we didn't know how bad. And even when we got there, there were moments where it looked like it was getting better. And, you know, I could have said, I need to stay home and work and let my wife and the kids go. I could have said, I'll watch the kids and you go up, be with your family. When we were there, I could have stepped out, back, away multiple times. I could have let his sons hold their dad down when he was writhing in pain, or wipe his mouth when he coughed up, or held the bucket when he threw up. I could have been unavailable when he had moments of lucidity, because I knew his feeble state and his breathing words would shred me up. I could have kept my daughters away from their grandfather when he asked for them in some messed up effort to protect them. I could have been stuck in my own grief and not taking care of those around me. But I did not. I held on to a man that I love and a family I love, and I was grateful and honored to help wherever I could to ease his pain, lessen their burden, and share whatever moments we had left. And afterwards, I got a sliver of insight into the mind and heart of Jesus. My life is characterized by moments where I get the barest glimpse of some facet of the nature of God. In marriage, it's been the bride analogy and selfishness as a synonym to sin. As a dad, it's been just the merest sense of what God the Father means. And with Dad's suffering and passing, I got two very clear insights. First, there's the whole my burden is light thing, which, to be honest, I've often struggled with. From the 11th chapter of Matthew, Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." I got to do a small bit of that for my dad-in-law, for his daughter, his sons, his wife, and I was glad to. The other insight I got was with wanting to avoid the pain of what was coming. The first part is that while I think regrets are a huge waste of time and a stupid place to be stuck, we're honestly so often a single error in judgment away from regret. The bigger one, though, is that I get a shadow of what Jesus must have felt in the garden. When he knew he was going to be beaten and killed, he says some version of, "Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, but not what I want, what you want." And he went through with it. And his was obviously a bigger deal than mine. On that note, though, I had an epiphany Friday while observing Good Friday with some coworkers. I was overwhelmed with why it was so immediately good for me and for my family. Because Jesus died, because he died, only my dad-in-law's earthly shell died. Because Jesus rose, conquering sin and death, my dad-in-law is raised up next to him. Understand, Victor wasn't perfect. In his last several months in particular, he was very concerned about the condition of his soul, frustrated and that he was straying too far from God. And because he struggled, because he so desperately cared about the state of his soul, he showed us exactly where his soul is. And please, make no mistake, I have in no way arrived myself. Recent events, like the last couple of weeks, show me that I'm one of the more broken ones walking around God's green earth. But that's what makes grace so amazing. Happy Easter, and God bless.